Podcast.
How lovely high your branches. Oh, Christmas.
It's Thursday, December 23rd, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. This is Oh Christmas Tree from Kripani. This is some non-RIAA MP3 Christmas music I found. I was able to dig some up, just had to find the right search query, and eventually I stumbled over some MP3 non-RIAA music, so there you go. I've been a bit delayed on this podcast. I was hoping to do it 2 days ago, and then yesterday I had everything ready about this time, actually about 10 o'clock, and I just decided to hold off until today, and I do it first thing in the morning today. Well, today I got a horrible migraine headache and was in bed all day waiting for it to run its course. You gotta stay in the dark. So, anyway, I'm here now, and I'm gonna try to get this done within reasonable time so I can get to sleep before midnight tonight. Alright, so let's go ahead and start with your 5 5-second news headlines for today. Google has fixed a flaw in its desktop search client that could have allowed, let me expand the node here, that could have allowed hackers to see users' searches. NASA is reporting that people in the U.S. will be able to see the International Space Station before dawn on Christmas morning. The popular BitTorrent site supernova.org, that's S-U-P-R-Nova.org, has closed down as a result of a lawsuit by the Motion Picture Association of America. Sprint is planning to offer streaming music to cell phones for $5.95 a month. And Creative is shooting for 40% of the MP3 player market, hoping to disrupt the rocketing iPod sales. And those are just the short headlines. There are, as always, links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. So, video games can now act as substitutes to preoperative tranquilizers. In a study, kids with Game Boys showed no increase in anxiety before surgery, while kids with tranquilizers had an anxiety increase of 7.5 points. And hospitals are now realizing that Game Boys and other handheld games can actually be more effective than medical methods of calming down kids before operations. Several hospitals are beginning to implement this manner, and it's becoming a widely used technique for calming the kids down, and it really does work. If you've seen kids immersed in Game Boys, you probably know, you can probably see how it would definitely calm them down before surgery. Walmart is offering a laptop for under $500, and this is a new low price point for laptops. The Linspire Balance laptop is priced at $498, and does not have extremely impressive specs. This is a 1 GHz processor laptop with 120 MB of RAM and a 30 GB hard drive. So you can see definitely they cut the specs a little to get it under $500, and it's also made extra cheap through the pre-installation of Linux rather than Windows. So definitely going to increase the popularity of the Linux operating system with these new pretty cheap computers coming out. And, of course, desktops have been under $500 for quite some time, but this is a new price point for laptops. I don't think Apple's going to be quite getting into this price point, but Linux is, and that's good. At least it's not Windows that's offering these cheap. Alright, here is some non-RIAA Christmas music for you. This is Gastronomical Units, A Pirate's 12 Days of Christmas.
Return. Here's a shanty about the 12 days of Christmas.
Alright, drink up a...
Our first day of Christmas, we shipmates gave to me a jolly Roger in a palm tree. How tropical.
Good idea.
On the second day of Christmas, we shipmates gave to me two parrots walking, me other one broke. And a jolly Roger in a palm tree. Arrgh. On the third day of Christmas, me shipmates gave to me three chocolate peg legs. Arrgh, you know I'm watching me wait. Two parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree.
Good idea!
On the fourth day of Christmas, me shipmates gave to me four front row tickets to the Pirates of Penzance. Gilbert and Sullivan's me favorite. Three chocolate peglets, two parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree. Arrgh, on the fifth day of Christmas, me shipmates gave to me five golden eye patches, appealing to me fashion sense. Three chocolate peglets, two parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree.
Good idea.
On the sixth day of Christmas, me shipmates gave to me six bottles of Chanel number 5, cologne, not perfume.
Five
golden eye patches. Four front row tickets, three chocolate peglets, two parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, me shipmates gave to me seven Arby's coupons, where pirates go for roast beef. Six bottles of Chanel.
Five golden eye patches.
Four front row tickets, three chocolate peglets, two parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, three shipmates gave to me eight accent lights for the plank. Safety first. Seven Arby's coupons. Six bottles of Chanel. Five golden eye patches. Four front row tickets, three chocolate pegs, two parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree.
Oh, good idea!
On the ninth day of Christmas, me shipmates gave to me nine pieces of eight. Math makes me head hurt. Eight accent lights, seven Arby's coupons, six bottles of Chanel, and five golden eye patches. Four front row tickets, three chocolate peg legs, two parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree.
What a good idea!
On the tenth day of Christmas, me shipmates gave to me 10 fake treasure maps. Rather clever lads. 9 pieces of 8, 8 accent lights, 7 Arby's coupons, 6 Paul Chanel, 5 golden eye patches, 4 front row tickets, 3 chocolate peglets, 2 parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, these shipmates gave to me 11 skulls of jewel-encrusted eye sockets. Quite an artistic statement. 10 treasure maps, 9 pieces of 8, 8 accent lights, 7 Arby's coupons, 6 bottles of Chanel, 5 golden eye patches, 4 front row tickets, 3 chocolate peg legs, 2 parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree.
Arr,
the 12th day of Christmas, these shipmates gave to me 12 months subscription to Internet Pirate Weekly. Gotta be wired, you know, way for the future and all.
You've got mail, Captain.
11 jeweled skulls, 10 fake maps, 9 pieces of 8, 8 accent lights, 7 Arby's coupons, 6 bottles of Chanel, 5 more golden eye patches.
patches.
I've got one head, lads.
Yeah.
4 front row tickets, 3 chocolate penguins, 2 parrots squawking, and a jolly Roger in a palm tree.
Wonderful. Yeah,
that's a lot of palm trees, lads. You're lucky I'm not allergic to them. I think I've had just about enough of this song. You better stop, or I'll run you through with me sard. Arr, Merry Christmas to the whole scurvy lot of ya.
Alright, that's a Pirate's 12 Days of Christmas from Gastronomical Unit. Attention PHBB bulletin board owners, there's a new worm called Santi.A, and it uses Google to find PHBB-enabled sites. It then defaces the sites with, "This site is defaced, never ever no sanity webworm." The cure has tentatively come since Google is beginning to block Santi.A, but still, PHPBB bulletin board owners should be careful. Alright, so here's some more non-RIA Christmas music. I've found an artist on GarageBand.com that does quite a bit of this, or a couple artists actually. So here's D.E.C.E., and this is Christmas Song. is Christmas Song from DECE. Alright, last order of business here. A new calendar is being proposed. A Johns Hopkins University professor, Richard Kahn Henry, has used computer programs and complex calculations to create a yearly calendar that stays the same every year. Now, what I mean by that is, say, Halloween is on a Saturday one year. It's going to be on a Saturday every year instead of shifting one day every year, except for leap years when it would shift 2 days. It would also eliminate the need for leap years by creating a week called Newton Week, and that would be every, an irregular number of years, every 5 to 6 years about, and that would be a week-long period that, this Johns Hopkins professor hopes that that period would be a time that everyone would have off from work, and that would come, again, irregularly, every 5 or 6 years, in place of leap years, because the Earth calendar is not an exact 365 days. It's actually 365.2 something, I believe. So calendar can't actually be the same every year, but we can make it so that every year the weekdays or what day of the week certain holidays are on stays the same. The only problem with that is if your birthday is on a weekday, there's about a 70% chance your birthday will be on a weekday, and it will be on a weekday every single year. Alright, that's all I've got for today. Here is some exit music. This is Rock and Roll Christmas from Fried Chicken. And post comments at everythingdigital.org. I'm always happy to receive those. Good feedback, bad feedback. Either way, you can also call 1-484-737-0669. Leave an audio comment. I've only gotten one so far, so. Or if you want to leave an ID, that'd be great, too. Alright. That's all I've got for today. I'm going to try to get to bed pretty early because of my migraine. And hopefully I'll be back on track tomorrow, ready for some Christmas Eve celebration and then Christmas on Saturday. So, hope to have a podcast probably Sunday, and I will see you then.